Welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there listening. Make sure you go to SeanGreenShow.com. That's SeanGreenShow.com. All the latest interviews, all the latest pictures, all the latest podcasts are definitely up at SeanGreenShow.com. You also can follow me on Twitter. It's at SeanGreenShow. And you can also follow me on Facebook if you happen not to have a Twitter or whatever, which you should. But if you don't, you can follow me on Facebook as well. It's Sean Green Show Media. Now, I told you guys last week I was going to have a very, very special guest, and I do have her on the Super Celebrity Hotline. But before I get to Dina from Madam from Sherry's Ranch, I want to tell you guys about 50 Shades of Grey. I finally went and saw it. I never read the book. But everybody that read the book said the movie was kind of off. But the movie in general, I gave it pretty much a thumbs up, thumbs down. There were certain parts I liked, certain parts I didn't like. One thing that really intrigued me was the whole the BDSM culture from the movie. I never really ventured into it. But after seeing it, you know, it may be something that I might want to try one day. But enough with me. On the Super Celebrity Hotline right now, I have Dina. She's the madam of Sherry's Ranch. It's located just a few miles outside of Las Vegas. So thanks for joining me.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing all right. So first of all, Sherry's Ranch. What exactly, what type of, a brothel are you?
Well, are there more than one type? I mean, as far as I knew, all brothels provided sex. A brothel is a legal establishment for, ladies who sell sex and customers who would like to purchase sex. They can come to a legal establishment like ours, which is about 45 minutes outside of Las Vegas.
Oh, wow. Wow. And with it being 45 miles outside of Vegas, is perfectly legal because Vegas is considered illegal, correct?
Correct. It's based by county. Las Vegas is in Clark County, and prostitution is illegal there. So we're in Nye County and Pahrump, where it is legal. So Every county zones differently.
Oh, great, great. So, all right, you're the madam of a Sherry's Ranch. So,
yes.
How did you become a madam? And two, what is the role of the madam? I mean, is it very hard work? Is it easy? What all entails with that?
Well, that's a lot of questions. I actually got into this. I took a tour one day with my mother-in-law. And I got offered a job, and that's actually how I got into working at Sherry's Ranch. And I took the tour with the Red Hats, if you can believe it. So
really?
Go figure. Red Hats coming to a brothel for a tour, but there you go. That's how I got involved with Sherry's Ranch and started working here. In 2007, I took over as madam, and as a madam, I help to guide and develop the ladies coming in the door to become successful in this business. I also ensure that the customers are provided and get the experience that they're coming here to get, whatever that experience is, whether it's a BDSM experience, because you were talking about 50 Shades, or girlfriend experience, or if you're a virgin and you want to lose your virginity. I mean, there's any number of fantasies and fetishes and experiences that people come here for.
Now you deal with the new girls coming in.
Right. Have
there ever been women that came to your brothel and, you know, they say this is what they want to do, and then you find out that they're just not cut out to be part of your brothel?
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. I mean, this isn't a business for everyone. Let's face it, you have to like sex in order to be a legal prostitute. And you have to be comfortable with many different people. Because we do couples, we do handicap, we do women, we do men. I mean, there's such a variety of people that come in, and you have to be comfortable in giving to all of these people, these different types of personalities, and from all walks of life.
Right. And then I saw on the website, you know, Sherry'sRanch.com, by the way, you actually have like a sex menu, which I never thought, you know, that you can actually have. And, you know, I've been to Thailand. I was in the Marines. OK, so I've been to Thailand and I've been to these like little places where it was kind of like a bar. Then they had like women behind like a glass and with numbers on them. And you'd be like, give me number six. They'd be like, number six. And then they give you number six. But, you know, I never really partook in that. But, you know, as far as, you know, here in the United States, honestly, and this is my opinion, I think that brothels, you know, it really should be legal if there are people willing to pay for it. You know,
I agree. I don't think, I think my girls are more empowered than, let's say, women having to stand behind a glass with a number. They're running their own business within our business, and I'm helping to make sure that they learn what they need to learn and they do what they need to do it right. I'm also ensuring that the customers that come in want to come back, because that's paramount to any business. So to give an opportunity, any legal brothel, whether it's ours or someone else's, to give this option to women who like doing what they do in a safe environment, I think that's empowering.
Right. And let me ask you this too, with the you know, release of 50 Shades of Grey, how has that affected your business? Is it more people coming in wanting the BDSM, or is it pretty much normal as usual?
I think that when the book got released, we saw an increase of people coming in and asking for BDSM-type parties. I think the book, when it came out in, I believe it was, 2008, it was it opened the door for conversation about it, to say, hey, this is okay to be curious about it. What is this all about? And with that dialogue has, I don't know, made people feel more comfortable about coming in and saying, hey, I think I might want to check this out. What is a sensory deprivation party? You know, I think I might want to try it. And I think that's pretty cool.
Oh, wow. And what's all this talk about Benoit balls? What is that? Yes, I want to know. I mean, Benoit balls. I'm like, okay, what the hell is Benoit balls? What is that?
Well, there are different kinds of Benoit balls. There are Benoit balls. There are different balls, so to speak, that are to help work on your Kegel muscles and to strengthen all that up. There's also Benoit balls that you can play with. And the first book of 50 Shades of Grey, she goes into a scene where she talks about different things that can be done with the Benoit balls in a riding crop, which I thought was kind of interesting. And I believe one of my girls did try that out, and she thought it was fabulous. But Benoit balls are kind of, they're interesting.
I know. I'm like, what the hell is a Benoit balls? I mean, you know what? As long as I'm getting good sex, I technically, as a guy, we don't really care. As long as we're getting good sex, it's one of those things that we just, look, just get, you know, as long as we're getting the job done, and that's fine. Now, one thing I definitely wanted to ask you about is, you know, it's always been like this stigma of men only using brothels, and you have mentioned earlier in the conversation that that there are more couples that are using brothels now. Is that more of a positive trend now?
I've seen it as a positive trend over the last couple years. I think people are getting more comfortable. When you've been married or in a relationship for a period of time, and you start to have a conversation with your partner about different fantasies or different things that you've thought about, you get to a certain level, and when you want to start experimenting that with your partner in a safe environment and some place where you're not going to have the baggage that comes along with it, or worry about your reputation, or worry about, you know, is this person have any kind of STDs? So they come here and they explore their sexuality here in a safe place with one of the girls. And then they can start experimenting as to what they like. So it's almost like the girls are teaching them how to do different things, how to have different ways to have sex, and throw some Benoit balls into it. What do the Benoit balls do? And you throw them up there and start playing around. You know, I mean, there's so many different things that couples don't do in their marriages, in their relationships. And then when they can start thinking outside the box, they come here and they go, oh, wow, I really like that. And then it just, it helps enrich where they're at as a couple.
Right, right. And also at Sherry's Ranch, you actually have a sports bar there. So tell me a little bit about the sports bar, because I'm one of those guys, and don't get mad at me for this one. I was one of those guys, and kind of still are, that if I go to like a strip club, or anything like that, and they have like food and drink, I'm always there. I'm that guy that sits there and I'll drink and I'll eat and I'll just, you know, and I like the view. I like the you know, the atmosphere. So do you get people that come there just for the food and drink and leave, or they have to be a purchasing customer?
Well, we're kind of a one-stop shopping. We're a resort. We have a hotel on property that's just like a regular hotel. The girls don't go over there. Mm-hmm. We have a sports bar and restaurant, as well as the brothels. So, and as well as all our VIP bungalows in our fantasy experiences. So it's anybody can come in and have a drink, get something to eat, talk with the girls, shoot some pool, or stay in the hotel and go hang out by the pool. It doesn't mean that you have to partake in the brothel side of the services. I mean, absolutely, you're probably going to want to after chatting with all the girls. But
you know what? I'm on the website, and you have some of the most beautiful women here at Sherry's Ranch, and I'm like, oh my God, I think I need to make a visit one day.
But you should make a visit. You got to come up and say hi and meet the girls.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Maybe, yeah, probably have to, you know, do like a little web series or something and see how that works out, you know, as far as like, you know, just my experience at Sherry's Ranch. That'll be kind of cool to actually see. You know,
could drag that on for a month.
Oh my God. I mean,
I can stay here
for months.
I mean, just never let you go.
As long as I'm paying, it doesn't matter. So,
you know, I just said there's no obligation, didn't I?
Oh man. You know what? This is a really cool website. It's a really cool place. It's one of these places that, you know, if you're in Vegas or you're in the Vegas area, you should definitely go check out, because I like what I see. I mean, you're a nice person. I like Sherry's Ranch. It's pretty cool. And I also want to thank you for, you know, actually just, you know, taking the time out to join the Sean Green Show.
And, you're welcome.
Yeah. Sherry is Dina. She's the madam of Sherry's Ranch. SherrysRanch.com. You can also follow Dina on Twitter if you want to. It's at Ranch Mama Dina. It's at Ranch Mama Dina. And you can follow Sherry's Brothel. It's at Sherry's Brothels. Make sure you check that out. And also, if you guys want to book something at Sherry's Ranch, make sure you call 866-820-9100. That's 866-820-9100. Do not disappoint Dina. She's the best. That's all I can say. Dina, thanks so much for joining us. You've been a great sport.
Thank you for having me. I hope you do come out and take me up on my offer.
Oh, I definitely will. We'll be back right after this.